Serenet News, I'm Jason Taylor. A group of seniors at Willard High School near Springfield has demanded a public apology after the superintendent credited his savior, quoted the Bible, and asked the crowd to stand and join him in prayer during a commencement speech Saturday. The news leader reports the students allege the longtime leader who retires next month went too far. One student said, "I came here to graduate, not go to church." A Southeast Missouri state lawmaker is asking Governor Eric Greitens to call a special session aimed at creating about 500 to 600 new jobs in the Boot Heel. The Missouri House voted 148-2 last week to support Portageville GOP State Representative Don Roan's amendment to give the Public Service Commission the right to negotiate affordable power rates for an aluminum plant he hopes can reopen. The bill died in the state Senate. During an emotional Thursday floor speech, Roan told House colleagues he's proud to represent one of the poorest districts in the state.
"I serve some of the finest people you ever want to be with, but they are so poor. They are also poor."
Roan says his proposal would help restore about 400 jobs at the former Naranda site and would help create 200 jobs at the new Boot Heel steel mill. Missouri Net asked Brighton spokesperson Parker Brighton about Roan's call for a special session. Brighton says all options are on the table, adding that their priority is jobs. The Republican-dominated Missouri Senate is being called out by the Missouri Right to Life organization for failing to act on pro-life legislation. Two bills favored by the organization were approved by the House but failed to reach the Senate floor in the just-completed session. Right to Life Susan Klein said the Senate's lack of action is especially frustrating given that Governor Greitens has given strong vocal support for both bills.
"We know we have the pro-life votes, and we know that the majority of the senators wanted these issues to come up. You know, there is no excuse for not passing a pro-life bill."
Right to Life is confident the bills will eventually pass. Some roads in downtown St. Joseph were closed yesterday morning after a house fire. KAAN reports first responders arrived to find a vacant home fully engulfed in flames. The house would later collapse from the damage. A Missouri lawmaker who pushed Haley's law plans to refile the bill next year. Brian Howsworth reports.
Springfield State Representative Curtis Trent tells Missouri Net supporters came incredibly close to passing Haley's law, with language passing in both the House and Senate, but not in the same bill. Haley's law is named after 10-year-old Haley Owens, who was kidnapped, raped, and murdered in Springfield in February 2014. Representative Trent plans to refile the bill in December for the 2018 legislative session. He says he hopes to get it passed by building on the progress that was made this session. The legislation would require Missouri's Amber Alert Oversight Committee to meet at least annually. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
A 2-year-old Unionville girl in far north Missouri died after being struck by a semi. She was in a lane of Highway 5 when struck Sunday. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.